we're in the same situation, I think. Oh, it's, and correction on the scoreboard, it's 25-19 for the Craig Panthers are leading the Glacier Bears. But I think the momentum was switching, if I can be looking at it. And it looks like the players of the Haynes Glacier Bears are getting pretty excited and animated about the things that are happening. So here we go. Craig gets the ball. Aspen trying to get it away from Brittany. She does. She passes her up, but Brittany gets behind her and blocks her shot. Ball goes directly to Ashley, her sister, and Ashley throws the ball out of bounds trying to get it back to Aspen. So 25-19, just in the early goings right here of the fourth quarter. And Craig's being as aggressive as they were before, and the ball was passed into Janae, and Alicia Barlow just ran right into the side of her, and so they called another foul. So that's five fouls on the Craig Panthers. So two more, and we'll be in the bonus. And another kind of errant pass over to Jordan, but Jordan gets it. She tries to get it back to Janae. Janae gets the ball, tries to get it inside. They're doing everything they can to get it inside, but it's going to be knocked out of bounds, but it's still staying on this end to Haynes' ball. So Haynes is doing everything they can to be aggressive and get that ball inside. They just can't keep the handle. So Janae tries to get it into Aspen. She does get it to Aspen. Aspen, Autumn, beautiful move. Steps around her defender and puts it up and scores. So 25-21. 4-point lead is all here at the early goings. We're only 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, and they've cut it to four. This is almost like Craig in the second half, in the start of the second half. Alicia tries to come in, and she's shooting two, but Autumn was trying to come out to defend her, and Jordan was right there pushing with her. And Mary just made a moving screen all the way across everything, and they still called the foul on the on Alicia's defender. So Alicia's shooting first of two shots, and she puts it in. And so the score is now 26-21. So Alicia's going to have one more shot here. The shot's up. She misses short, and the ball goes to Glacier Bears, but we're calling a foul on Alicia Barlow. I didn't see a foul there either. Okay, so with 7 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the half, or in the quarter, or the game, I should say, the Bears have the ball, get the ball into Autumn. Let's see if Autumn can pass it back out. Shot by Brittany. Brittany misses everything with a block, but Autumn tries to put up a second shot. She misses it. She can't get her own rebound, and she heads back. Same old story. She just is so close. So Aspen has the ball. She brings the ball into Skyler, or tries to get the ball into Skyler, and it just gets thrown right over the top and out of bounds, and it's going to be Glacier Bears basketball. So the Glacier Bears are bringing the ball down. Autumn's got the ball top of three-point line. I think it's worked out well for them to bring her up to the top of three-point line, but what was that pass? That pass was to nowhere. And Autumn, in trying to get to that ball, fouled Haley, I believe. Yes, fouled Haley in her attempt. So that will be, in a second here, I'll tell you a number of foul that was on Autumn. I believe it was, they're saying now it was her first foul. So that's good, no foul trouble there. So Alicia Barlow passes the ball over to Pia at the top of the three-point line. Back to Aspen right at the top of the key. Aspen's got the ball. She's being guarded by Tulsi, and Tulsi's keeping good tabs on her. She passes the ball over to Alicia. Alicia back to Pia. Pia's got Kaylee on her. Tulsi's got on Aspen again with the ball. Aspen tries to drive. She puts up a shot, misses. Kaylee's got the ball. She's just dribbling it around. It gets knocked away, and Aspen has it coming back for Craig. Aspen's looking to shoot. Tulsi gets back out on her. She's doing a good job of defending her, because she's the hardest one to defend on this team. They switch. Aspen still has the ball. Tulsi's back on her. She passes the ball to Alicia. Alicia gets into Haley, and Haley loses it, and it goes down to the ground, and there's another jump ball, and it's going to be Haynes' ball. So 5:45 to go here. It's 26-21, and Haynes is calling a timeout. And we're not sure if it's going to be a full or a full timeout. So we have a full minute to talk to you here. Yay. All right. So with 5 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the game. There's been six fouls called on the Craig Panthers and two fouls called on the Haynes Glacier Bears. But like I was saying earlier, I think a lot of that is warranted because Craig's really been aggressive. They're just all over the place. They're all over the court. And they're just trying to, you know, harass, and it's working, you know, because the harassing is just making it so that the Glacier Bears are just flustered and they can't get up their good shots. A couple of times, they've had a couple of really good shots. Autumn got that two really quick shots together that she just made some really good moves that just threw Mary off her feet, and she just rolled around her and just put in those shots. But all of these second chance opportunities that the Haynes Glacier Bears have received, they're just not getting. So it's going to be Haynes basketball here after the break, and let's see if we can get some more offense produced by the Haynes Glacier Bears. So it looks like Kaylee's going to take the ball out of bounds, and Tulsi's going to give it right back to Kaylee. So Kaylee's met right at the half-court line by Aspen, and Aspen and her battling, trying to get it inside. She does get it inside to Aspen. Aspen, or not Aspen, but Autumn. Autumn pushes it over, gives it back to Kaylee. Kaylee gives the ball over to Michaela. Michaela gives it to Tulsi. Tulsi gets a screen by Autumn, but somebody's there just to respond. And right as she goes around the screen, Haley from the Craig Panthers just grabs the ball almost right out of her hands. And they call a jump ball, and it's going back to the Craig Panthers. So I think there's been about 25 jump balls called in the game tonight. And that's a little more than a few more than I think they should have. So Pia's trying to get around the corner, and Kaylee's really pushing on her. And so they finally call a foul on Kaylee as she goes around that corner. So Kaylee, I believe that's her second foul. And the Craig Panthers taking the ball inbounds. Actually, that's the first foul on Kaylee. And the shot's up, and they miss. Autumn goes down onto the ground, and they're calling a foul on Autumn, where most of the time they're just calling a jump ball in that instance. So Craig takes the ball back out of bounds, throws the ball. Alicia throws the ball into Aspen. Aspen throws the ball into Haley, and Haley misses, but Autumn knocks the ball out of bounds. So Alicia's got the ball out of bounds. She's looking to get the ball over to Pia. Pia takes the ball, gives the ball back to Aspen. Aspen's looking to get in, and she cannot. Tulsi's been doing a great job of defending her all night long. She missed. I shouldn't have said that because she got all the way around her. Missed the shot, though. Alicia gets the rebound, though, and Aspen wants to shoot three-pointer. Doesn't. Tries to do a running floater. Misses everything. Autumn gets the rebound, and she's just being attacked by Haley, and they're calling nothing. Finally, they're calling a foul on the Craig Panthers as Kaylee got the ball and Pia just kind of ran right into her, but it looked to me like Autumn was just being mugged. So we're in 1-1. And last night, if you guys remember right, 1-1 and shooting from the line, free throw line is what put you guys back into this game. So 26-21, first shot's up, makes it. So 22-26. So 4 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the game, and the Glacier Bears are only down by four. Second shot, up, right through. So it's a three-point game, and it looks like there's substitution for Craig. Skyler's coming in, and Alicia's going out. Craig's bringing the ball down the court with a three-point lead. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game. Same story as last night. Let's see if it can end a little bit differently for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Craig's got the ball, top of the key. Aspen's got the ball, looking for an inlet, and she's trying to drive. She drives. She kind of fakes her shot, passes over to Pia. Pia gets to Skyler. Skyler's being guarded by Jordan. Jordan gives back to Pia. Pia tries to get the ball in. Destiny steals it from her and gets the ball right out to Tulsi. So Tulsi's coming down the court. She needs to watch behind her. She does. She gets it back over. Autumn shoots a 15-foot jumper. No. Rebound. Oh, Autumn off Autumn's foot. Autumn goes to the ground and gives the ball out to Kayla. Kayla's got the ball. Kayla's looking for a shot. She's looking for something. She gets the ball back over to an open Tulsi. Tulsi shoots and scores.
And that was Kaylee.
Kaylee passed the ball over to Tulsi, and Tulsi shoots and scores. So within one, with 3 minutes and 33 seconds to go, the Glacier Bears are showing some life. We have a timeout called by the Craig Panthers, and it's going to be a full timeout. This looks like it's going to be a barn burner, folks. So here we are with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the game, 26-25, seven fouls on Craig, four fouls on Haynes. It looks to me like the momentum has definitely shifted towards the Haynes Glacier Bears. Craig's a little bit animated in their huddle right now, as I can imagine. I know DJ, their coach, quite well, and he's a great guy and a good coach. And when his team's doing what they're supposed to, he's happy. And when his team's not doing what they're supposed to, he's not as happy. So we got the Haynes coach over there in the corner doing the looking and pushing and telling them to keep it up, keep going. And, you know, if I had a really fancy set of microphones, I'd put them over there so you guys could hear what was being said. But, you know, they're getting a well-deserved rest, and they're all excited, and both teams are getting ready, and this looks like it's going to be a fun finish. So the ball is going to be Craig's right here at half court as they brought the ball up half court before they called their timeout. So Aspen's going to pass the ball in. Really tight. Looks, they're trying hard. They push the ball. They get it to Ashley. Ashley's right there. Wants a 15-foot shot. Shoots. Misses. Kaylee gets the ball. And is there going to be a foul or jump ball? Foul on 2-2. So foul on Craig. So Kaylee is going to be shooting two more. And if I remember correctly, she didn't even hit iron on her last two shots, and they went straight through. So this is still going to be a 1-1. Sorry. So Kaylee with her first shot puts it up. Hits it.
Ties the game.
There was a little bit of iron on that one, though, so not quite as sweet as the first two, but beautiful shot nonetheless. So Kaylee with her second shot puts it up right through. She wanted to prove to me she didn't have to hit the rim to make it. So there it is. So now the first lead of the ball game for the Haynes Glacier Bears. See if we can put Craig back on their feet here, and it might be a little bit more interesting. A lot of life going. We got Aspen with the ball, trying to find an opening, and she can't. Tulsi's just been doing a beautiful job guarding her tonight. She's trying her darndest to just keep her in check, and Aspen wants to get around her, and she's just trying to play one-man basketball. Finally gives it up, gives it to Skyler. Skyler shoots a running shot on the shot and misses, and shooting two. So there was a foul there. So she kind of got hacked in the arm as she went around that corner. So definitely a warranted foul. Okay, so Skyler's going to see if she can tie it and maybe give the lead back to Craig.